makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy with Ray Noble and his orchestra, Joan Merrill, Professor Irwin Corey, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and Charlie's special guest, Mr. Don Ameche.
Well, Charlie, look who's here, our old friend Don Ameche.
Hello, Charlie. Welcome back from New York.
Oh, thank you. Gee, I'm glad to see you.
Well, I'm glad to see you, too.
Yeah, glad to see you, too.
Yes, yeah, so am I. Glad to see you.
Yeah, well, now that the preliminary lying is over, let's buckle down to a real good fight, huh?
You know, Don, we had Jim Ameche with us in New York.
Yeah. Say, there is a nice fella, Don. Yeah,
isn't he a nice fella?
That Jim is a fine fella.
I think so, too.
How could a character like you have such a nice son?
What do you mean, son?
Yeah?
He's my brother.
You don't say.
Well, I do say.
No. Well, he seems so much... never mind. So you're actually brothers.
Why, certainly we're brothers. Distant brothers.
Oh, distant brothers.
He's in New York and I'm out here.
I get it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sun never sets on Ameche.
Say, you know, this is just like old home week. Yeah. Same old gang.
Same old gang, Don.
Yeah.
Well, Edgar, I haven't met Mr. Ameche.
Oh, of course not. Don, this is Joan Merrill.
Oh, how do you do?
Oh, Mr. Ameche. Really, Don Ameche.
Oh, Miss Merrill, I think you have just a simply lovely voice.
Oh, thank you, Don. And I think you're just wonderful in pictures.
Well, thank you very much,
right,
very much,
Miss Merrill. All right, break it, Don, break it. Miss Merrill will now swoon. Is you is or is you ain't, my baby?
I got a man who's always late. Anytime we have a date. But I love him. I love you. I'm gonna walk up to his gate and see if I can get it straight. 'Cause I want him. I'm gonna
Charlie, what have you got there?
Oh, that, Mr. Bergen, this is a bottle. Oh,
I see.
It's a very rare bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Handed down from one shelf to the other.
Well, I must say, it's the most unusual specimen of glass blowing I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Where did you get it?
Well, if you must know, I bought a glass blowing set in New York.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Then you blew that glass bottle yourself?
Uh-huh.
Well,
yes, sir, I cannot tell a lie.
No.
I did it with me Bunsen burner.
Yeah.
I blew two bottles, a finger bowl, and then I blew a gasket.
I see, yeah.
Then I quit.
Well, tell me, Charlie. Now, of course, I don't want you to reveal any of your secrets, but how did you get all those little bumps, that hobnailed effect, all over the bottle there?
Well, I'll tell you how I did it, Burgett.
Yes.
You see, when I was blowing it, I got the hiccups.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Now, if you'll excuse me a moment while I talk to Mr. Noble.
Charlie, you're not thinking of selling this piece of glass to Ray, are you?
Well, certainly. He's a collector.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And I'll tell him it's an antique. That'll bring the price up.
Well, Charlie, no. No, you must not misrepresent.
No. Well, I can say it's the only piece of its kind.
Yes, you can say that. That would be true.
I'll say that.
Yes.
If I don't misrepresent you, you won't queer the deal, will you, Burgett?
No, I won't queer the deal.
No.
As long as you tell the truth.
Well, it's a handicap, but I'll take a crack at it.
Yes. But if you start misrepresenting...
Yeah?
Yes.
What then?
Well, then I'm going to give you a signal.
Yeah?
Yes.
Signal.
Yes. I'll say dinky die.
Dinky die?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, that means stick to the truth.
Dinky die, stick to the truth.
Yes.
Dinky die.
Yes.
Okie dokie.
Yes, all right.
Oh, Mr. Noble! I'm afraid that dinky die is going to be restraint to trade.
Oh, no.
Hello, Charlie. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a bottle here, Mr. Noble, and if you know glass, I won't have to say any more. I'll be cooked.
Well, let me have a look at that, Charlie. Oh, mm-hmm. Tell me, is it an antique?
Oh, brother, they don't make them any antiquer than this.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. Well, what period is it?
Oh, this goes way back.
It does?
Dinky die, dinky die.
The period, it's the period of about...
Yes?
Oh, it's the period of...
Dinky die.
Dinky die period. No.
Now, look here, Edgar. That's all very well. All the boy's trying to do is to tell me about this glass. Now, why are you confusing him?
Well, all I said was dinky die.
Yes, I know, but if you know anything about glass, which I'm sure you don't,
oh,
you know there's no such period as dinky die.
Well...
And, Bergen, let me tell you that collecting rare glass is a hobby that few enjoy.
I get the insinuation, thank you.
It's a hobby that few are capable of enjoying.
Yes, yes.
And I'm afraid, frankly, that you're not one of the few.
Oh, is that so? Well, aren't you the one? Yes,
I happen to know something about it.
I think you've gone just about far enough with that, young
now,
man.
Let me tell you.
Don't kill the sail, Bergen.
All right, I won't. Don't worry, John. Ray, I just happen to know a little more about this piece of glass than you do.
I doubt it.
And all I can say that it is, if Charlie will let you have this ancient piece at any price, you're lucky.
Ancient?
Yes.
Really? Do you mean to tell me that it's hundreds of years old?
Hundreds of years? It's thousands.
No.
Dinky die, Bergen. Dinky die.
Really?
Several thousands of years.
Several thousand.
Dinky die. Oh, nuts to dinky die.
Yes.
Okay. Nuts to dinky die. Now we can work.
Yeah. Look at this.
That changes the picture.
All right. Yes, I must say.
Charlie and I have traced this bottle back as far as the Ming Dynasty, haven't we, Charlie?
At least.
Yes.
Even before the soybean era.
Really?
With subgum. All right.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
too much. Charlie, you've got to let me have that bottle.
Well,
let me see. I'll give you... Oh, Charlie, please. I'll give you $300.
Oh, well, sold. No, not enough.
Not enough?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me see it again.
Yeah, well, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yes.
lovely thing.
Isn't
it's
it? Yeah.
Latest thing in ancient.
Yes. It certainly is a most unusual design.
It has that.
Now, what kind of shape would you call it?
Oh, it's a sort of a rectangular purple.
Yes, it has a sort of rectangular look about it.
Yes, it
does. All right,
does.
Boys, well, what's your price?
Well, you being a friend of mine, Noble, I'll let you have it for $500.
No, sir, Charlie.
Too much?
No. Not a penny less than $600.
$600?
Yes. Give me the bottle. No, you let me have the bottle. Let me have the bottle, Charlie.
No.
I'll hold the bottle.
There goes Stinky Die.
I'm sorry, Charlie.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we had it coming to us, didn't we?
Yeah, I suppose so. Well, all I can say is I was practically a rich man before the crash.
Yes.
At mealtime, coffee is a big part of your complete enjoyment, and its own special goodness stands out even more when you come to the second cup. That's why Chase and Sanborn coffee is doubly popular all over the country today. For every occasion when food is served, it's the perfect companion for all food flavors. On top of that, when it's on its own, just coffee for coffee's sake, the superb flavor of Chase and Sanborn itself really makes the occasion. So when you buy coffee, keep in mind Chase and Sanborn's abundance of flavor. Because coffee that's so good by itself has that much extra flavor, a margin of pleasure over and above what you'd normally expect. In the past year, more people changed to Chase and Sanborn coffee than to any other kind on the market. That's the biggest swing in coffee history, a swing to finer, richer, more abundant flavor. Make the most of this opportunity, and from now on, always ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn coffee.
Ray, are you busy? I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes, Edgar. What can I do for you?
I would like your honest opinion of this tutor that I hired for Charlie.
Oh, yes. Well, I tell you, Edgar, supposing you let me ask him a few questions.
Oh, good.
You see, I'll soon deduce whether or not he knows his stuff. See? Call him over, old boy.
Yes, I'll do that. Professor.
Yes.
Professor, you remember Ray Noble.
Yes, this
is Professor Irwin Corey, world's foremost authority.
Oh, how do you do, Professor? I'd like to know your impressions of Hollywood. I mean, you being fresh from New York.
Well, New York and Hollywood are practically in two different places.
Definitely right, old boy. Definitely right.
Of course, you can say what you want about Hollywood.
And the people in the East usually do, I've noticed, yes.
Professor, how do you feel about the famous California climate?
I do love the great outdoors. But I'd like it more if we can get it in the house.
Oh, then, Professor, we can take it then that you're glad that you came west.
Of course. Of course. When Mr. McBurgin insisted, and insisted that I come out here, you did ask me, didn't you?
Well, yes.
Well, when he asked me to come and join the other permanent guest, I was at first greatly tempted to. So here I am. Financially, of course.
But, Professor, tell me, it's a great deal more difficult to get around in New York, though, isn't it?
Not any taxi driver will tell you where to go. And they usually do. You see, in New York, you will find that each street runs exactly parallel to the ground. And goes directly. Then it stops. Thus allowing for close ventilation. Unlike the streets out here, which go and go and keep going and going. Wait, this is carrying things too far. Especially. Now that I've cleaned up the streets. But traveling due east in Manhattan, that is west for those people who are stuck in reverse, we may cross the bridge to Brooklyn. So many people make this mistake. So let us just roll up the avenue and observe the people as they walk up and down. You will notice that half of these people are women. The other half you won't notice. But perhaps the greatest tribute that was ever... No, perhaps not. But still another poet was moved to write of this very theme. Those immemorial lines. Those lines that I shall never forget as long as I can remember. He wrote... Later, the same poet moved to California, of course. And now he is doing work in the fields of letters, in broccoli, and spinach. And so, goodbye to the gay Rialto. Farewell, Herald Square. Greetings from the land of sunshine and wine. I like it here. I like it fine. But the nights are getting colder. So won't somebody, please send me that dear little three-room apartment of mine. I thank you. It was in before.
What do you think? Will he be good for Charlie?
Well, I tell you, Edgar, I think, of course, naturally, like everybody.
Yes.
I mean, the point is so frightfully moot to the average person.
Yes. Well, that makes me feel a lot better. Joan Merrill, with the assistance of Ray Noble, give us the unusual treat of a sleigh ride in July.
Cup and saucer tell you at sight that there's pleasure ahead. They're the symbol of enjoyment at the table, so make the most of it. To get all the coffee pleasure your cup will hold, fill it with Chasen Sanborn coffee. Sheer coffee satisfaction. This richer blend brings you year-round delight any hour of the day. With meals, it sets off all good foods to superb advantage. Between meals, by itself, the flavor alone makes every cup an occasion. Millions know that. The millions who brought about the biggest swing in coffee history. In the past year, more people changed to Chasen Sanborn than to any other coffee on the market. And still its fame continues to grow, winning new friends every day. As Chasen Sanborn celebrates its 81st anniversary and starts another banner year, its popularity is soaring. Because this is coffee as it should be, as you like it, and there's no reason to take anything less. Ask your grocer for delicious Chase and Sanborn coffee.
Disney, come as a complete surprise, but I brought you a present.
Oh, Charlie, a present for me all the way from New York?
No, I got it in Albuquerque.
Oh.
You know those Indians around the station that are peddling blankets, you know?
You don't mean to say you got me one of those hand-loomed Indian blankets?
Nothing is too good for you, Don.
Oh, well, thank you, Charlie.
Oh, that's all right. I went to the head man there. You know, his name is Chief Hop Moccasin, see?
Oh, yes, I know him well.
I thought you would, yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, and while I was trying the blanket on for size, the train started, see?
You mean the train was pulling out?
Yes. Either that or the station was backing up. I don't know. And there I was, running with a blanket around me.
Charlie, you mean you tried to steal it?
You love to use ugly words, don't you? Anyway, I started running, and the chief was chasing me, and I was chasing the super chief.
Yeah, oh, what a race that must have been.
Oh,
I can just see it now. At the first turn, the train was leading McCarthy by two lengths with Hot Moccasin coming up fast on the outside.
Yes. Thank you, yes.
That's all right, Charlie. That's all right.
I won the race, but I lost the blanket.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yes, and but I did bring you this genuine Indian arrow. Here it is.
Well, thank you, Charlie. Is this for me?
Uh-huh, yeah. It was really meant for me. It's a little thing I picked out of my back.
Oh, you mean they got you, huh?
Right in the luggage compartment.
Well... You know, Charlie, no matter what I think of you, I can't help but like you.
Yeah, well, I feel the same way about you.
Well, thank you.
We have had a lot of fun together, haven't we?
Oh, I should say we have, Charlie.
Oh, dear.
Say, remember when I used to do that character Gazzola on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, my, that was funny.
Well, that's maybe just an opinion there. It was corny, but amusing, yeah. You think that was funny? How about the time I tried to sell you those tickets, though?
Yeah.
That was funny.
When was that?
Don't you remember? I was yelling there, hurry, 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 step right up, folks, and get your tickets here.
Hey, you, what's the kind of tickets you got here, Got some sweepstakes tickets?
Well, hello, Mr. Gazzola.
Hello, Charlie.
Old pal Gazzola. Sucker if ever was one. Would you like to see a circus?
A circus? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good. Tell me, you got any trained hippocampus here?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we got a whole flock of rhino monstrosities, too.
Oh, yeah.
And a herd of elephants.
Oh, sure, a herd of elephants.
Yeah.
I've seen them, too.
Yeah.
Tell me, you got some tickets for sale?
Are you buying?
You sell them and I buy them.
You buy and I sell them. No reason why we can't do business.
Tell me, how much is the tickets? Is it pretty expensive?
Oh, just a dime.
Oh, well, that's all right. I take the wife and the bambino. I buy three tickets.
Three tickets?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, three tickets, yeah. Just happen to have three left, last three.
Oh, well, I'm a pretty lucky guy, eh?
Oh, you certainly are, yeah. You couldn't use 100, could you?
No. I don't want you sure to be short, Charlie. Yeah. I only take three tickets. Here's $1.
Thanks, Gazzola, and here's your three tickets. Goodbye.
Hey, wait a minute, huh? Charlie. Where's my change?
Change?
Yeah.
Oh, superstitious, huh? Well, our motto is the customer is always right, if he's bigger than you are here.
Oh.
Well, here's your change, 20, 30, 40 cents. Goodbye.
Hey, Charlie, yeah, hold your horse ready, Charlie. Huh? You're giving me the wrong change.
Too much, huh? Yeah.
No. You're not giving me enough.
No?
I give you $1, you're only giving me back 40 cents.
Oh, well, three tickets are only 30 cents. I guess I gave you a dime too much, didn't I?
Oh, no, Charlie. 30 cents from a dollar? Let's see, quite on the train.
Yes, well, 16,
you through yet?
No, yeah.
Comes out to 70 cents the way I figure.
Yeah, that's the way you figure.
Yeah.
Of course, you're entitled to your own opinion, but how do you figure?
Well, I figure in Italian.
Well, there you are. You forgot the rate of exchange.
Well, never mind. All I know is that the 70 cents is what's coming to me.
Well, what did I give you?
You're giving me 40 cents.
All right, 40 cents. And the tickets are 30 cents. 30 and 40 make 70 cents. What are you kicking about, eh?
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. 30 and 40. Yeah. 30 and 7 and 3 is 70.
70 cents.
By Jiminy Crackers, you're right. Yeah. How we got this a mix up, huh?
I don't know.
Wait a minute now. 30 and 40. 30 is 3 That's a 70. You're right.
Yeah, I am.
You're right.
I wonder if I cheated myself.
Yes, you're right. Well, but, Charlie, look.
Huh?
Well, just one thing here. It says on this ticket.
Yeah.
P, hey, Hess, and Hess.
Yeah.
Pass.
Yeah.
That means a free ticket, ain't it?
Free ticket?
Yeah.
You paid for it, didn't you?
Yes, I paid for it, all right, yeah.
Well, then it's not a free ticket, and don't let anybody tell you that it is.
Well, I guess that's right, too,
sure,
eh? Yeah.
Obviously.
Hey, Charlie, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Charlie. One more thing here.
What's the matter?
This ticket that says admit one for July 4.
That's a good day. It's a holiday, you can see.
July 4. Let's see. June, July, yeah. September, and October. That's more than 6 months ago.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it's too bad you missed it, Gazzola.
It was good, huh?
Oh, it was a great show.
Oh, was it really good, Charlie?
Sit down, I'll tell you about
it. All right, I want to listen. Go ahead.
They had a bearded lady, you know, and then there was a fat man, and then they had one of those
June, July, and September.
Clowns.
Charlie, I still think you're giving me the wrong change.
No.
We Americans learned many valuable lessons in the war years 1916 to 1918 and after. Our experience with the high cost of living then is helping keep prices down now. In the First World War, food prices rose 148%. This time, grocers and housewives united to prevent that, and they are holding the line. But the great battle against inflation is still to come, because it was not until 18 months after the First World War armistice that prices reached their peak. So to prevent a repetition of that, we must keep up the good work. A wonderful spirit of cooperation and helpfulness between grocer and shopper has been successful so far. By adhering to the ceiling price lists posted in the stores, the battle ahead will be won. For their mutual benefit, grocer and shopper are united in their aim to prevent a vicious, high price spiral in the years ahead. Next week, Charlie's special guest will be Signa Hassel. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee. Coffee made to serve in times like these. This is Bill Forman saying goodnight from Hollywood's Radio City.
Ladies, remember the letters F-N-E for flavor, nutrition, economy. Blue Bonnet margarine gives all three, flavor, nutrition, economy. Yes, remember that name, ladies. Blue Bonnet margarine, a product of the makers of Fleischmann's yeast. Ask for it and make sure your family gets not one, but three extra advantages. First, flavor, delicious flavor. Second, nutrition, proved nutrition. Third, economy, two-way economy. Blue Bonnet costs so little in points and money that you can afford to spread it on twice as thick. And boy, you'll sure want to. Blue Bonnet tastes so good. Ask your grocer for Fleischmann's Blue Bonnet. If he hasn't got it the first time, keep on asking. He'll have it soon. And ladies, you too will sing with glee when you try the margarine that gives all three, Fleischmann's Blue Bonnet.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. KFI, Los Angeles.